Next speaker is Ethan Crisman, a history major from Alta Loma, California.
Everybody hear me? Okay. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. I would like to begin by welcoming the entire Lewis and Clark community to today's commencement ceremony. So on behalf of the Lewis and Clark College Class of 2013, welcome students, families, professors, administrators, facilities members, and everyone involved in making Lewis and Clark a great place to the commencement ceremony of the Lewis and Clark College Class of 2013. To begin, I would like to take a little time to introduce myself and show a little bit of my personal journey here at Lewis and Clark. My name is Ethan Drew Crisman, and as you all know by now, I have the honor of being the student speaker at this year's commencement ceremony. About 4 years ago, I came to Lewis and Clark from a city called Alta Loma, California, located about 40 minutes east of the heart of Los Angeles. I chose Lewis and Clark for several reasons, chief among them being the strength of the history department here at Lewis and Clark and the type of people I knew I could meet and interact with during my time at this college. During my 4 years here at Lewis and Clark, I've experienced many highs and, of course, a few lows, and I'm sure many of my fellow graduates can relate to these experiences. I'm certain we have all made friendships built to last during our time at Lewis and Clark. Personally, I've made friends from all over the world, and I would not trade those friendships for anything. Academically, my personal journey at Lewis and Clark saw me go from a 2.1 GPA at the end of our freshman year to a 3.1 as I stand before you today. I'm certain many of the other graduates here today can share similar stories of growth and commitment during our time at Lewis and Clark. That is because my journey is not the only journey made in the past 4 years at Lewis and Clark, as each person here today has their own unique story to tell. Because through Lewis and Clark, people from all walks of life come together to share a common chapter in their own history and in the history of this college. Through Lewis and Clark, students travel to places like Chile and New Zealand, Italy and Senegal, East Africa, and in my case, Australia. People also come to Lewis and Clark from England and China, South Los Angeles, New York, and Portland. They come from Ecuador and Rwanda, and many places in between those I just mentioned. One of those students comes from Tokyo, Japan. His name is Shingo Ehara, and he is among those graduating from Lewis and Clark today. Shingo's family is also sitting in the stands today to watch him and all of us complete this chapter in the history of our lives and of Lewis and Clark College. Shingo's journey to Lewis and Clark began when his grandfather left his home country of Jeju, an island off the coast of South Korea, for Japan to start his life anew after his home was torn apart by the Korean War. Many years later, Shingo met another Lewis and Clark student whose journey here began when his grandfather left an abusive home in the town of Melcher, Iowa, at age 17 to join the Merchant Marines at the end of World War II. Though our journeys began across oceans and continents, Shingo and I came to Lewis and Clark to study economics and history and forged a lifelong friendship in the process. These are the types of people that come together at Lewis and Clark. I know from experience that many other students at Lewis and Clark have come together the way Shingo and I have in the past 4 years. In fact, there are so many people at Lewis and Clark that have come together the way Shingo and I have, it would be a disservice for me to try and mention them all in the short amount of time I have to speak here. All I can say is that I'm glad and very lucky to have made the journey at Lewis and Clark with the people I've met here, and you know who you all are, and I'm sure that many others feel the same as I do. But none of those journeys would be possible without the people sitting in the crowd today. Chief among those people are the families of those about to graduate today. The sacrifices and the love that the parents, grandparents, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, and cousins sitting in the crowd today have given for this day to become possible are embodied in the people about to put the finishing touches on a new chapter in the history of their lives and of Lewis and Clark College. That history is also made possible by the people who hold Lewis and Clark together on a daily basis. From President Glassner to the Skyline crew that keeps our campus clean, every professor, administrator, and facilities member shares the common goal of keeping Lewis and Clark a great college, and for that, the class of 2013 says thank you. All of these people I just mentioned were essential in transforming the class of 2013 from nervous freshmen during our first days at Lewis and Clark to the proud graduates you see here today. The people I just mentioned, the families and the Lewis and Clark staff, work to bring a great privilege to the lives of the people about to graduate today, and that is the privilege of an education at Lewis and Clark College. Now, before I get into what the privilege of Lewis and Clark means, I must give credit where credit is due. 2 years ago, a young man named Kirk Cousins, who at the time was the quarterback of Michigan State University, gave a speech at the Big Ten Senior Luncheon and spoke about what a privilege it was to play football in the Big Ten, the conference that Michigan State is a part of. His words inspired me, and now it is my turn to speak about what a privilege an education at Lewis and Clark really is. With the privilege of a Lewis and Clark education comes an enormous amount of responsibility. We as Lewis and Clark students have a responsibility to perform to the best of our abilities in the classroom in order to honor the sacrifices our loved ones and everyone who works at this college make so that we can have the privilege of a Lewis and Clark education. Though it takes some people, including myself, a little while to figure out how to honor this privilege, I have little doubt that every graduate today or today has honored that privilege, or we would not be here about to complete the privilege of Lewis and Clark. We also have the responsibility to use this privilege to make the world at large a better place for those that will come after us. Thus, the graduates here today will use the privilege of a Lewis and Clark education to become teachers, lawyers, doctors, business people, philanthropists, and many other professions as well. I'm also more than confident that those same graduates will use the privilege of Lewis and Clark and the promising futures that the privilege brings to help those who have not been fortunate enough to enjoy a privilege like a Lewis and Clark education. I'm confident in this because the graduates here today have grown to care about, and many have personally experienced numerous issues troubling the world outside of Palatine Hill. Some of those issues include urban America's decaying public education system, gun violence in places like Aurora, Colorado, and Newtown, Connecticut, tsunamis in Kasenema, Japan, the exploitation of resources in places like Mozambique, and civil war in Afghanistan. Using the privilege of a Lewis and Clark education, the graduates here today will leave this college ready to address the issues I just mentioned and the various other challenges that will continue to surface throughout the rest of our lives so that many others can enjoy the incredible privileges, such as an education at Lewis and Clark, that life has to offer. One of our greatest challenges during this process will be to remain humble, to remember the privilege of Lewis and Clark, and especially those people here today whose love and sacrifices made that privilege a reality. But if the privilege of Lewis and Clark has taught us anything, it is how to be humble, and has thus given us the ability to go forward and change the world so that many others may enjoy a privilege like Lewis and Clark. With all that being said, the time has come for those graduates here today to leave the privilege of Lewis and Clark and use the skills and knowledge we've acquired to bring some privileges to those without them, and to do so in a manner that shows we are humble and that we remember those who gave us that privilege. So before we leave this privilege, let me be the first to say thank you to all the people who make the privilege of Lewis and Clark possible. I would like to extend a personal thank you to my family, both Chrisman's and Franklin's alike. Without them, I would not be in the position I am today, standing before you all delivering this commencement speech. For that, I thank you and love you all more than words can describe. I can only hope I have made all the sacrifices worth it. With that, I would also like to say thank you to the families, the Lewis and Clark staff at every level, my fellow graduates here at Lewis and Clark. I think I can safely speak on behalf of the class of 2013 that our privilege of Lewis and Clark would not be possible without everyone in attendance here today and those who are with us in our hearts. For that, the Lewis and Clark College class of 2013 says thank you, and so do I for allowing me to speak on their behalf. Now, it's time to graduate.